Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The main characteristic which often separates between good artists and great ones is their attention to detail. Most anyone can draw the outline of a tree, but a great artist can depict the tree in a manner which makes it difficult to differentiate it from a real tree. Human artists struggle to convey beauty in the detail of the work which they undertake. Yet the grandest artist of all has defined the very concepts of beauty and reality. Not only has he designed the panorama of what is called nature, but he has left out no detail or minute element which together define the whole. His artistry goes much further than the canvas of those things which can be seen with the eye of the flesh, but extends into those realms of which man can have no understanding. Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart? As Paul says of him, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light to which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Thus we see layer upon layer of detail, which he has set forth in his word, which is in many cases like peeling away the layers of an onion, only to discover a fresher surface beneath. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? We can see his attention to detail illustrated for us quite clearly in the meticulous instructions that he gave to Moses for the construction of the tabernacle, the sacrifices, and even the material which the garments of the high priest were to be made out of. He left nothing to chance or man's design. We do not claim to have definitive answers as to the significance of every article in the tabernacle, yet we can learn of some of these materials due to their continued reference throughout the scriptures. The fine twined linen is one of those materials which point to the perfections of Christ and the pervasive nature of his presence throughout the whole of Scripture, most especially in regard to the office of the high priest and the purity which he alone could bring to that office. It is likely that the Israelites learned the craft of making fine twined linen from the Egyptians, who were appointed to destruction. Linen is woven from thread made from the fibers of the flax plant, which was evidently quite abundant in Egypt. Flax was the very stuff under which Rahab the harlot hid the Israeli spies in the city of Jericho. Thus the Lord appointed that deliverance should come to these men by one who was likely a maker of linen along with her other occupation. Not one stalk of this flax was there by chance, any more than the rescue of Rahab and her household was a random act. The Lord ordains the salvation of his people. Rahab's honor was bestowed on her because she was precious in the sight of the Lord, not because of her actions, but because of his grace. The inside of the tabernacle was then divided into the holy place and the most holy place by a curtain of fine twined linen. The Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat which covered it, along with the table which held the showbread and the candlestick, were in this most holy place, which was hid from the eyes of all but the high priest. The presence of God is wrapped in the pure righteousness of Jesus Christ, who cannot be seen apart from his demonstration of mercy in condescending to dwell among men. The mercy seat is Christ, which cannot be seen by any except they be brought within that veil of fine twined linen. Those who are enabled to enter there only gain admission by reason of being in him as their great high priest. The garments of the high priest were to be made of gold and fine twined linen. In this gold we can see the royalty which surrounds this office, and the fine twined linen which bespeaks the purity and righteousness of the one who enters into the Holy of Holies in the behalf of the people whom he represents, sprinkling the mercy seat with the blood of an acceptable sacrifice. Aaron's priestly office could not continue due to death. Aaron was clad in linen garments and a linen head covering, showing that he had a righteousness which was bestowed upon him because of his office. Christ, on the other hand, bestowed his own righteousness upon the office of priest and king, able to offer better sacrifices than Aaron, obtaining eternal redemption for his people, not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with his own blood, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. The last mention of fine linen in the scriptures is found in John's revelation of Jesus Christ. Speaking of the bride of Christ, he says, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." Like Aaron, she is clothed upon, and her righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. She goes to war in the same, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.